Good morning. The nor'easter from earlier this week is finally loosening its grip on the weather across interior New York and New England and continues to fill and slowly depart past the Canadian Maritimes. We're still on the back edge of the system, so still some clouds across the region, but these will begin to break up even more, and we will enjoy more in the way of sunshine as high pressure temporarily builds in for the day today. With that sun, temperatures will come off our morning lows, climbing through the 20s and into the lower to mid-30s on average for daytime highs. Quickly, the next system will streak our way from the Midwest and Great Lakes. After a clear start this evening, temperatures will drop back into the teens before leveling off and even climbing back into the 20s as clouds will quickly increase out ahead of this system. It'll stay dry overnight, however, by sunrise, light snow will begin to enter the region from the west. In fact, a dusting of light snow is possible for the morning commute on Friday, and while this system is not too particularly powerful, most everyone could get a coating up to an inch or two by the middle of the morning on Friday before temperatures climb above freezing, especially in the valleys, transitioning some of the light snow to scattered rain and snow showers for the afternoon. Parts of the southern Adirondacks and Green Mountains could pick up as much as 3 or 4 inches of snow as this system passes by. We'll dry it out again to start the weekend on Saturday with a mix of sun and clouds, breezy and cooler, with highs in the upper 20s. We've been watching the potential for a system along the East Coast on Sunday, but right now it looks like a disturbance sweeping through the Great Lakes will not phase with a low-pressure system emerging out of the Gulf of Mexico, and the southern system will shear off to our south, while the northern system will push through on Sunday with cloudy skies and snow showers, but the prospects for a big storm appear small at this point, with high temperatures on Sunday reaching into the lower 30s. The on-again, off-again pattern continues into next week with a dry day on Monday in the mid-20s and another chance of snow or a snow-rain mix on Tuesday as yet another system heads our way with highs in the 20s. Leftover snow showers behind this system on Wednesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a vast portion of the northern plains to the upper Midwest will have scattered to widespread snow, heavy at times, along with some areas of freezing rain and sleet, as a developing low-pressure system tracks through the central U.S. Cold Canadian air will plunge into the region and cause a significant drop in temperatures for nearly half the country. Winter storm watches, winter weather advisories, and blizzard warnings are in effect from Nebraska to upper Michigan with this system, while in the milder air to the south over the central plains, rain is expected. Several locations could see accumulations of rain a half inch to 2 inches by the weekend. Pockets of rain and freezing rain will also develop over parts of the lower Great Lakes and northern mid-Atlantic Thursday night into Friday morning. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility with light snow showers, drifting snow, and freezing fog, 7 degrees with a northwest wind at 36 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, ice crystals and 42 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 25 degrees, the dew point 18, 75% relative humidity, a west wind at 7 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.77 inches and rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 91 degrees at Rio Grande Village, Texas, to a low of 10 below zero at Amasa and Stambaugh, both in Michigan. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, sunny and breezy, lower 40s. Boston, increasing sunshine in the upper 30s. And in Buffalo, partly sunny with highs in the mid-30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 30 degrees, the low 24. The average temperature, 27. That's 3 degrees above normal. A trace of precipitation yesterday, also a trace of snow, still 6.9 inches for the month, which is 5.5 inches above normal, and 46.4 inches for the season, which is 10.3 inches of snow above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 32 degrees, the average low 15. the record high 61 set in 1991, and the record low 13 below zero in 1978. Sunrise this morning, 7:06 a.m., sunset this evening, 5:13 p.m., 10 hours and 7 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Increasing sunshine today with highs in the lower 30s. Clear early, then increasing clouds tonight, lows in the teens. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, increasing sunshine today with highs in the mid-30s. Clear early, then increasing clouds tonight, lows in the upper teens. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower 30s. Increasing clouds tonight with the chance of light snow by morning and lows in the upper teens. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, increasing sunshine today with highs in the mid-30s. Clear early, then increasing clouds tonight, lows in the upper teens. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Region-wide for tomorrow, cloudy with light snow in the morning and rain and snow showers in the afternoon, mid-30s. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy Saturday in the upper 20s. Cloudy with snow showers on Sunday, lower 30s. A mix of sun and clouds Monday back into the lower to mid-20s. A chance of snow or a rain-snow mix on Tuesday, upper 20s, and mostly cloudy with a chance of snow showers on Wednesday and highs in the 20s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.